Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Shut and the toast goes pop and the microwave swings open, sink goes on and off and on.
Ow! What are you doing to my kitchen?
Sorry, I'm just having, it's crazy. It's like, I feel like I'm dancing. I can move all my parts in right ways.
Well, but you're turning all the burners on and off and opening doors and
oh, sorry.
There's the microwave. Oh my god, it's on fire.
Water goes on and splash and crack and dope fires
happen. I really appreciate your excitement, Al, but I don't take this the wrong way, but I'm not sure how helpful it is.
I take the note. I was not perchance trying to be helpful. I was just taking a page from Beatrix's book and, you know, living life to live it.
Oh, well, maybe right now you could go live your life with Beatrix a little, or, you know, she might want to see you right now.
Oh, they're busy, though. I mean...
What?
I will go to my echo hallway. Goodbye now.
Okay. What? Are they doing something fun that I'm missing out on? Al?
I've left, but I didn't really leave.
Oh. Well, I mean, I'm not jealous. I'm fine. I have to cook anyways. I'm just gonna focus on cleaning this all up and making dinner. It's fine.
So, thanks for meeting me in my room.
No, of course. There's no place I'd rather be. I mean that's appropriate, right? Like I have an appropriate amount of enthusiasm for being in your room, which is a high level. High.
Have you ever noticed that you ramble when you're nervous? I don't know anything about that.
I mean, I'm not sure I characterize what I do as rambling. I think I speak when it's appropriate, and it's often appropriate to say several things in a row. Though, of course, sometimes it's not appropriate to say several things in a row.
Bartholomew, you're doing it right now.
Ah, yes.
Don't worry, it's fine. I feel like we haven't really had a chance to talk one-on-one. I mean, there's been a lot happening, and I don't know, we haven't really addressed the whole me remembering.
No, you're right. There's been a lot happening, like a lot. Like there hasn't been a chance to stop and think or talk about it or make files to document everything that's been happening.
Make files about what's what?
Sorry, a little part of my mind is always thinking about files, but...
Okay.
Go ahead, say what you were going to say.
Well, I guess I was just going to ask if maybe there's a little part of your mind that's always thinking about me? Because I have a little file drawer in my mind that's listed Bartholomew, and lately I've been going through it because the drawer became unlocked, and there's a lot in there to unpack.
Oh.
So.
Beatrix, when I say a little part of me is always thinking about files, lately it hasn't been files so much as, one particular file. One particular file that... well, that I keep right here in my breast pocket.
Oh, weird segue. Okay.
Hey, Al?
Oh, yeah? Bob?
Hey, I just didn't want to eat dinner alone, you know? I made all this food. I know you can't eat food. I just thought maybe we could talk or something.
So, you cooked a lot of food today?
Twice. Because of your help. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thanks, Al.
I learned that, technically, my program has only been running at optimal settings for 14 years.
Oh. Wow. That's a long time. I guess it's a short time for you.
It's actually quite a short time.
Yeah, right.
I have so much more to learn about being Al.
Yeah. Oh, I found a new show, but it's really weird, Al. It's in the computer, but, like, you know, I just keep rewatching all the stuff. And then I found this show, but I can't get it to play. It's called, it's got a really cool name. It's called the Spore Protocol.
Hmm. What format is it on?
I don't know. It's just got this, like, cool folder, and then, like, I click on it, and it makes this weird sound. There, that sound. And it just says, access denied.
Well, did you try putting in a password? Well,
no, I've never had to put a password in to watch a show before. Do you know the password?
All my passwords are boom, boom.
Oh.
Boom. But the O's are zeros.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll just type that in.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
It's my file about you. It's where I write down the little thoughts that I have about you during the day.
Oh. like a diary?
I mean, I call it a file.
Okay, oh, yep, oh, of course. Would you want to read me any of it?
Oh, okay. Okay, here, earlier. This one was from when we were in the kitchen. You were just like, I don't know, you were like reading at the table or something. And I just wrote down here because I was watching you. I wrote, Beatrix's nose is nicely proportioned. And then there was this time where we were playing a board game, and I was getting a little bit upset, and you told me not to, but like in a nice way, and that's when I wrote down, Beatrix always knows the right thing to say. Or there's this one from earlier. I was thinking about you in my room, and I wrote down here, Beatrix often seems to struggle with a lack of confidence, but the way she forges ahead to do what she thinks needs to be done and what's right no matter what is truly admirable.
Well, I don't think anyone's ever said such nice things about me.
Beatrix, I...
The thing is, for the longest time, I had this haze in my head, and anytime I tried to think about, you or Bob or anything that happened before the base, it hurt so much. But I don't know, something changed when you and I were talking just before the explosion, and I remembered everything. I remembered Mud and the house, and I remembered moments sitting on the roof looking at stars with you, and I know I'm different now. I know I'm the same, but I know I'm different, and I'm not exactly who I was then, but I remember how I feel. And I want to know if that's something that you want to explore together.
I know you're not exactly who you were then, but who you are now is pretty great. I mean, you have a nicely proportioned nose, and you... You act no matter what, despite how confident you're feeling. And, I mean, we're alone now. Let's explore.
Just before we do that, if this is anything, it's important to me that we don't tell Bob yet. I know it is important to him that the three of us are a team, and we haven't always agreed, but I want to make sure that what you and I have is real before we hurt him unnecessarily.
I mean, Beatrix...
Just promise me we'll... Oh,
were you expecting another visitor?
No, I wasn't. Hello? Come in. Bob!
Bob, don't... Don't just...
Bob!
Don't just... Spore... Proto... Spore...
Don't trust. I'm
Why
trusted...
are you so chill about him just dying in front of us?
No, sorry, you're right. It's just... Trust is one of the fundamental attributes that a team needs to function well. You're right. No, Bob dying is much more significant. We'll address the trust issue later.
Okay,
Bob!
No, okay, what did he say? Don't trust the spore product.
He said
spore
don't product. Trust. It doesn't make sense.
What? We don't trust spore product.
We need what? Trust.
What's a spore product?
Spore product?
Spatula? Maybe he meant spatula.
I thought he was just mumbling. Are you sure he wasn't just saying don't trust as a blanket statement and then just mumbling?
I know. I'm pretty sure he said don't trust spatula.
Guys.
And that means...
I'm sure you're all aware by now that Bob is choked to death on a spatula.
I never would have predicted that you were right about that one, Beatrix.
If only I was given hands, I could have saved him.
Oh, Bob.
I mean... Oh. I don't think this means we can never trust a spatula.
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the Support Us link at civilizedpod.com.
While the events here were ultimately a catastrophe, the knowledge gained will prove invaluable in perfecting the Spore Protocol, humanity's true last hope.
Wow, I can't believe... I gotta tell everyone! I can't believe nobody knows about this, Al!
And nobody will, Bob.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Oh, hey, friends, it's me, your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. You don't know me, but I'm going to introduce you to Dungeons & Dragons, where I play D&D with my friends, and they're going to become your friends, because
you're going to love us so much. I mean, maybe you won't love us, but we'll love you.
Let me give you a taste of the show in 42 seconds. Let's go!
You must have a flask?
Anything. He's got a satchel.
That was the most disappointed way I've ever heard anyone say the word satchel.
Gosh. How much is a donkey cost?
Russ, how much is a donkey cost?
The question everyone wants to know.
For 1 hour.
It's concentration, so if you do another concentration spell.
It's abjuration, you doink.
It's concentration.
I mean, that sounds like exactly the sort of person you should probably tell your friends about. The kind that are there and say, like, weird, mysterious things and then just disappear?
Yeah, that's why I'm telling you.
Okay.
Also, he had three eyes.
Oh!
We're having this rager. I mean, Lich Astley and the Magic Missiles is going to be playing later tonight.
Is he ever going to give you up?
Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Orcus is going to rule all and he won't desert you.
What else do I need to tell you? We're Dungeons & Dragons. You can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or at dumbdragons.com. We can't wait to adventure with you!